Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, this is message number 7, which is God's perfect number in the series, The Road to Fellowship. And I just so hope that you have your spirit open today and a heart to hear from God as we begin to look at Jesus. What a wonderful thought, looking and seeing Jesus. You know, if you do not get what I have to say by your spirit, my friend, you will never, ever get it. It will slip through the fingers of your soul, and never shall this opportunity in God be before you again. Maybe later, maybe God will give you an opportunity, but we must take advantage of every opportunity with gladness to hear the Word of God. Okay, let's go ahead and look at seeing Jesus. What a thought. What a wonderful Savior we serve. Now, I am sure there are many questions that we could ask about the story of the two disciples or the two men on the road to Emmaus, taken from Luke 24:13-34, from a practical standpoint. For example, why do these two men not recognize Jesus? After all, the Bible does not call them disciples, one of, you know, or two of the 82 disciples that walk with Jesus, but one would assume, or we got to be careful here when we assume, that they knew of Jesus and even heard of Jesus, maybe even heard Jesus speak, and maybe Jesus even knew them. But in verse 25, Jesus seemed to be acquainted well enough with them to be able to say they are fools and slow of heart. Maybe they knew Jesus before his crucifixion, but now they did not recognize his voice, or they did not know it was Jesus himself. Even though he walked with them and talked with them, you can see that in verse 27, for a distance. In fact, you know, in verse 27, it says, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all of the scriptures the things concerning himself. But they still did not know that it was Jesus. Boy, does that sound familiar today? How we can walk with the Lord, you know, Jesus, and in reality not know him. You know, the church, especially the Church of America, is the biggest mission field in the world. Religious but lost. Oh, they say they know Jesus, but in word and in deed and reality, their words are an open indictment to the foolishness, the folly, the slowest heart, as Jesus said in verse 25, that still plagues man today. It would seem that insufficient to say that the two men walking with Jesus, was one was named Cleopas and the other his friend, who was never mentioned, you know, like many in the church today, were not expecting Jesus to be alive and to be in our life. But from a practical standpoint, this does not hold true. Jesus was there talking with them. Still, it does not occur to them that it was Jesus who they were talking with. In fact, if you read the other accounts, Jesus appeared after the resurrection. And yes, the same pattern is here. Jesus is not recognized by the people who encountered him. But then something happens and their eyes are opened. Then they knew he was our Savior, Jesus. The conclusion is rather inescapable. Despite the fact that Jesus continued to have a human body after his resurrection, he states outright that he was not a spirit, but had flesh and bones. And you can see that in verse 39. He was nevertheless risen from the dead with a glorified body. Now, that is not something we know a lot about today. In fact, he was able to ascend into heaven itself with that glorified body. He also appeared and he vanished, even in this story. So we are talking here about something other than that which operates according to the physical laws. Indeed, based on the passages of his appearance and the failures of people to know him and could recognize him, his glorified body or the resurrection body evidently operated according to the spiritual realm. So why did they not see Jesus? Well, here we go. I hope you're sitting down. they did not see Jesus because it requires spiritual sight. Let me say that again. To see Jesus, you must have spiritual sight. Wow. Can you believe the men, maybe disciples who knew him or knew of him, maybe even was used by Jesus to minister in some form or the other, did not yet have spiritual sight? They were still viewing their situation and viewing Jesus through the natural sight. But this is what most Christians today do. They view Jesus from what they can get from him instead of viewing him for who he is, our Savior and Lord. The things, even the things for ministry, is far more important than Jesus himself. Let me say that again. The things, even the things for ministry, are far more important than the person of Jesus Christ. You know, most pastors and preachers and teachers would rather have a big ministry or a church than to be content with doing what God wants them to do. What? Have a home group meeting twice a month with only about 10 or 15 folks so that you could go over and minister overseas to the nations? Oh, no, I don't want that. I want this big church. I want the biggest church in Jacksonville. Wow. No, my friend, that's not the way that God operates. So what Jesus begins to do with these two men that were walking to Emmaus, he begins to open up the scriptures to, you know, regarding the Messiah. Did you get that? Jesus begins to open up the scriptures about himself. He shows them that everything that had happened was right there in front of them in the scriptures the entire time. It was their understanding that was lacking, not the scriptures or God. Oh no, it was their understanding of God. And it's our understanding often in life when we do not, things do not go our way. You know, there is a great encouragement in this passage, Luke 24:13-34, because it shows that no matter how deceived we might be, Jesus Christ will come and meet us at where we are, and will bring us into the truth if we keep our heart open. This gets back to an earlier point that I made, that you know, we may be believing, even if we don't understand, but if we still believe. These men, maybe disciples, maybe not disciples, but they did not understand, but they were still open to God. Did you get that? That is a critical point. So many, maybe millions, billions of people do not believe in Jesus Christ, but they are open to God. They want to believe in God, but most, if not all, do not know how to believe in God. They are deceived by the world and by the things of the world. They are blinded by religion and doctrines and traditions of men and fables, trying to know even a dead God. So Jesus lays the groundwork with these two men on their way to Emmaus from the scriptures. They are still teachable. One of the greatest lacking qualities in the church today, let me say that again, one of the greatest lacking qualities of the church today is being unteachable, not teachable. They were perplexed, but they were seeking God. Wow. The groundwork begins to stir them. There is an oppression that is lifted from them. It is like a breath of fresh air. But even then, still, they do not recognize Jesus. You know, we can believe the descriptions and facts and form in our mind an image and a concept of Jesus. Yes, we can. But this is not, repeat, not the same as seeing Jesus. So we see the concept, but we don't see Jesus. Wow. It's not the same as seeing Jesus. The same as seeing him spiritually. It is not the same as coming into an inward revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants in our life. He wants us to come into an inward revelation of him in our spirit. And for that, we must be teachable and we must be open to see Jesus. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come, and just hoping and praying that you begin to see the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. More next week on the road to fellowship. Amen.